This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You might think that once your fanny is firmly settled in seat 27D, that seat is yours till you get where you're going. United Airlines, however, begs to differ. You have surely seen or heard of by now the video of a United passenger being forcibly removed from an overbooked Chicago to Louisville, Kentucky flight yesterday. It is one for the Public Relations Nightmares Hall of Fame. Robert Mann is a consultant, too, and a former executive at airlines in this country. Mr. Mann, thanks for coming on the program.
Thanks, Kai. Nice to be here with you.
Quick and dirty, if you could, what is overbooking and why do airlines do it?
Overbooking is the selling of more seats in the reservation process than the airline expects to have on the aircraft that operates that flight that day. So I may sell 110 seats on a 100-seat aircraft on any given day.
So to the case at hand today, Chicago, the Chicago flight, just because you have a ticket doesn't mean you're entitled to a seat on the airplane.
That's correct. If you take the time to read the airline condition of contract that you're planning to travel on, not that anyone does, by the way, because it's 10-point mice type that only lawyers probably read or approved. It does, in fact, say that the carrier has the final right to allow you to travel or not for what may either be marketing or operational reasons.
Can you recall an overbooking situation having gotten physically violent, I guess you have to call this, in the past?
No, not to this extent. I have certainly witnessed difficult oversale situations that involved the need to negotiate in all capital letters with customers.
Yeah.
And in fairness to United or United Express, whichever it was, actually, this appears to have been a last-minute operational need to move crew members on a flight to Louisville in order to operate another flight. So the Hobson's choice in this case was I either remove four customers from this aircraft, it turns out three of them consensually or in exchange for value, and one unconsensually, involuntarily, or I cause a flight in Louisville, which might have 70 or more customers on it, not to operate.
Right.
So it was a difficult decision under any circumstances and done under time pressure because the aircraft has to depart reasonably close to time, if not actually on time. And so all this is done as the clock is ticking.
United apparently stopped its negotiations, small letters in this case, at $800 that they were offering people to get on this plane, off this plane. Why not go to, you know, $1,000 or $2,000 rather than the what has to be, say, horrible publicity of this video now showing them dragging a passenger off the plane?
Sure. It evokes the 1970s Fram oil filters commercial. You can pay me now or you can pay me later. And that's indeed what's going to happen here. United will probably pay at the Department of Transportation. They will pay probably to the customer, and they have certainly paying in the court of public opinion.
Well, CEO Oscar Munoz came out with a statement today in which he said, and I quote, "I apologize for having to reaccommodate these customers," end of quote. That's not going to win United any fans.
No, that was airline-ese when a common sense apology was what was warranted here.
Right. Any reason then to believe that this is going to change?
Well, I think what clearly will change is the both the process and the art of that negotiation. United clearly should be getting involved with it. It's kind of a teaching moment. You hate to have episodes like this be that fodder for teaching moments, but they often are.
Robert Mann, airline industry consultant, former airline executive as well. Mr. Mann, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you, Kai.